The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And right now, I've got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet, brought to you true outlet prices every day. Home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom, state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview and also in Orland Park. How about that?
Great.
Okay, now. So caller number 19-312-981-7200. Caller number 19-312-981-7200. Checking in at
number five.
The president had lunch with congressional leaders today to discuss the Obamacare repeal and replace, something that Mr. Trump talked about last night in his address to Congress. Now, those on Capitol Hill weighed in on the speech, including Senator Ted Cruz.
America is a garden, and it has a lot of good things in it.
That's not that Ted doesn't Cruz. Sound like Ted
that
Cruz.
That is not Ted Cruz.
Sounds like John Fox.
Was an important step to accomplishing the critical goal of finally repealing Obamacare and empowering patients, expanding your ability to control your health care and have affordable health care for your family.
Was that Judy's fault, too?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Thought so.
By the way, did I mention how much I really enjoyed having queso after?
It's like the color of Judy's dress.
It was kind of a queso-colored dress. It really was.
I think Judy looks beautiful in queso yellow.
Ew. Ew.
Judy, maybe you'd like to join me for some queso.
She's and if it got on the dress, right, you wouldn't even notice it.
Oh, it would get all over your dress, wouldn't it, when it's dripping off my chin.
Then what would you have to do?
Drips on to your dress, down the middle toward your belly button.
Oh.
Oh, God. You see, you deserve that, Judy. You deserve that.
You know, she doesn't even want to respond to you guys right now.
No. She bailed.
Then you'd have to take the dress to a dry cleaner, and they'd have to clean the stain off your yellow dress.
And they would ask you, what is that?
Mm-hmm. It's Ted Cruz queso.
And you'd have to say, it's my queso. Hot and steamy.
She's giving you guys a cold shoulder.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
That is correct, yeah. That is all very much
hungry
yuck.
Now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that, I do. I don't. You know, I do love. I've very much enjoyed this. The whole conversation that people are having about the repealing and replacing of Obamacare. That they're going to be able to give you everything that Obamacare has, except they're going to make it better and cheaper and easier for you to get.
Mm-hmm. More accessible
more
as well.
More accessible and higher quality insurance. And I...
It's a lot of promises.
I would... And as I heard...
I hope it's true.
I've heard them all talk about it. Well, it will be true once they're able to get that car from Back to the Future and go into the future to figure out some cures for diseases and then come back with that.
That would help
with
a
those,
lot.
Yeah.
A ton. Can they do that in the next few months?
I think that they might have to be able to do that.
This is the first priority, they're saying, for the administration right now, even before taxes. The tax cut plan.
I believe that's one of my favorite movies to watch while I'm eating queso.
Mm. I think killed that for us, too. Thanks.
I think the professor Ted. Is so interesting, although I think he might be a communist.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
An interview with Bloomberg, Oprah Winfrey.
Hints, this was interesting.
Yeah, that she might be interested in a presidential run in 2020. She sat down for an interview for season two, the premiere of the David Rubenstein show, Peer-to-Peer Conversations. I thought Oprah had no peer, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever thought that given the popularity you have, we haven't broken the glass ceiling yet for women, that you could actually run for president and actually be elected?
I actually never thought that that was, I never considered the question even a possibility. I just thought, oh.
Right, because it's clear that you don't need government experience to be elected president of the United
States,
right?
I thought, oh, gee, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. I don't know. And now I'm thinking, oh.
All right.
See, I read that as a maybe. I mean, she's not ruling it out. She could have just said no, as she has in the past. Never be really something I'd consider.
Yeah.
Got other fish to fry, other things to do, places to apply my talents. Nope, didn't say that.
I think that America's fascination with the celebrity president.
You think it's over?
Maybe short-lived.
They've done a poll already on Oprah. She's polling great, Republicans and Democrats.
Fake news.
That is fake news. That's got to be.
Well, I mean, I think there's some people who might say that this would be a good, it might be a good option. We'll have to see.
Okay.
You think she's never going to do it?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think she's. You have to have like a
$1 billion?
Well, yeah, but also a political point of view that you wish to share with the world. And I think reading excerpts of Eckhart Tolle telling us about how to be a better you is not going, and I don't think it's really going to help us.
I think Oprah goes pretty deep, but and President Trump has changed his political
views. And maybe we all get cars.
An agenda.
Yeah,
that could really help things.
That's
if she
true.
Offers to give everybody a free car.
Right. I sort of think that thing where now we're going to have to get crystals and talk to like Dr. Phil is going to. Dr. Phil could be the Surgeon General of the United States.
Chief of staff, just sort of mellowing everybody out during high intense situations in the Oval Office.
I think it's a very funny. It's a very funny question. By the way,
there's the clankety clank cart.
Here's what we predicted. Here go the barrels of beer that go by with the one wobbly wheel here at the United Center.
It's a little late today. I hope everyone gets their beer on time.
All right. We will continue on with your top 5 at 5. It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Coming up on the program, Joel Mayer is going to join us. Chicago Blackhawks great and now broadcaster. Male
awesome.
Model.
Yep.
Male model. We get you ready for the Hawks tonight as they're taking on Pittsburgh. And it is going to be a game that is starting a little earlier than normal. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop with your 6:30 pregame show with Judd and Troy. Judley and Troy Lee.
Great.
So classic rivalry night.
Yep, that's what it is. And it's on the NBCSN. Doc Emmerich is making the call along with our own Eddie Olchek. So do not...
won't want to miss it.
Won't want to miss it, whether it's on the radio or the television. All right. Top 5 continues. We're up to...
Number 3.
Season 24 of ABC's Dancing with the Stars is about to get under the way.
Mm-hmm.
They've announced the roster. You got your Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, housewife of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane, bachelor... Nick Vile. Is it Vile?
Vile, I thought it was.
Vile? It's Vile. The whole thing's Vile. As far as I can tell.
Kind of not fair having the gymnast in. I always feel that. But go ahead.
You got a bull rider. Bonner Bolton is going to be there. And now this is David Ross. Grandpa Rossi.
Oh, that's so exciting.
He won't make it past the first week.
You think he'll do better than Geraldo, though?
Nope.
Will likely go down as the... most famous backup catcher in the history of baseball, David Ross.
Oh, yes. And that conversation with him and Rizzo is priceless.
And I would like to also say that Mr. T, Chicago's very own Mr. T, is going to be there too. I think Mr. T is going deep.
Yeah.
I think he's going deep because that guy can move.
He can
right
charm.
Mm-hmm. And he is right. And we pity the fool who
that would ever
underestimates
say
him.
He gets less than a 10.
Yeah, exactly. I pity the fool.
Won't give him the ballroom trophy.
Yep. So is this David Ross who's going to talk to us about this? Listen to this.
This is going to keep me in shape, I think, a little better, right? Rather than getting home and just eating chips all day on the couch. So I think I'd do this, keep me in shape a little bit and get outside of my comfort zone and have the boys. Hopefully I can represent MLB.
Seems to be more busy now that his playing career's over. Because he's still at spring training. He's bouncing around. I mean, it's not like he's just kicking up on the couch. And he's got the senior advisory role with the Cubs now. And now this. He's getting endorsements.
Yeah.
It's now crazy.
He's
busy
awesome.
Guy.
He's awesome for the Cubs organization. He's awesome for baseball. One of the great players. I just don't think the dancing is going to be his thing.
No, might be short term.
Those knees probably a little banged up from a long catching career.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
All right, checking in
at
number 2.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Harry Belafonte, singer, actor, social activist, is 90 today.
Wow.
90. Yep. He is best known, of course, for that song, the Banana Boat song, and Jump in the Line, also known as Shake Senora, were featured in the film Beetlejuice, Back in 2012, in an ABC News interview, Belafonte was asked about his hopes for America and remembered something his mother used to tell him.
America is a garden, and it has a lot of good things in it. But like a garden, it must be tended. If you don't tend it, the weeds will grow, and it'll choke off beauty, and it'll choke off the good things. And that's what America's about. It's got to be tended all the time.
Deep.
Sounds a little like Coach Fox there, but yes.
He's 90.
Give the man water. Right.
I know. Well, he was 87 at that time.
Oh, all right.
I was like, what am I going to be talking about? They're just going to be changing the drool cup every hour with me when I'm 87.
They'll come over to you.
I will still be doing the top five at five, though.
Hey, everyone, gather around.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
Right, exactly.
Special time of day.
Right, in the nursing home where I'm claiming that the
Russians have hacked your brain.
The Jamaican
creepy
nurse.
Creepy uncle will take over your brain.
Has stolen my teeth or my glasses. I'm not sure which. All right.
Things to look forward to.
And finally.
Number one.
John Caparulo did something a lot of comedians are doing. Busted on President Trump. But this time, a woman in the front row quickly and violently retaliated on behalf of the president. John, who's a regular on Chelsea Handler's show, was performing at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. He made a joke about the Washington Monument when he dragged the president into it.
Like the Washington Monument. I'm like, somebody got paid to design that shit? It's a pencil. Some people think it looks like a but I think they're saving that design for Trump's monument. No, you, stupid, all right? What are you, his mom?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, some language there.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Same
clip. Not sure we got that one totally, by the way.
There's another clip.
There's another clip.
Hopefully this one's cleaner.
Do I want to play this clip? I'm a little worried about that last clip. All right, here's more.
That
she just
violent.
Threw a glass.
A little bit. All right. I'll admit
did it hit him?
And right now, like, I still got to do comedy. You know, I mean, like, like, you ever go to a family reunion and your uncle cusses out your grandma, you know, and like... And somebody comes up like, who wants cake? You know, like, I gotta be the guy who goes, who wants cake?
She threw a glass at his head.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same comedy club that Jay Leno appears at, the Hermosa Beach one?
My guess is that Jay Leno's not doing that bit.
No.
It's going to be my guess.
And hopefully not getting hit in the head with the glass. That would hurt. Yeah.
All right, let's close this up, shall we? That's safe.
The top five at five.